Hello, this is Pastor Leon Pretorius from Grace Fellowship Sasselburg. Welcome to the fifth episode of our study on suffering. Last week we saw that Adam's transgression had severe effects on your relationship, both to yourself and on your relationship to God. And the impact on these relationships is causing unending pain in our persons. We're estranged from God and unwilling to submit to Him. We transgress His loving will and live under the daily pressure of a guilty conscience and the real experience of His wrath and the prospect of ultimate condemnation. So it's no wonder that people try to hide their sin and choke their anxieties with things like alcohol and drugs and work and play and just pure busyness. Now this week, or this episode, we're going to look at the last two areas that have been affected. In this episode, specifically, we're looking at your relationship with others. And in the next one, we will look at your relationship to creation. Now, back in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, God speaks to Eve and says to her, "I will surely multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain, you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." I want to call your attention to the last sentence. "Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." God is describing the consequences that will follow Adam's transgression. He's speaking to Eve here and saying that her desire will be for her husband. God speaks about this desire for something again in Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. Now, I'm taking you there because it's not always so clear exactly what God means when He says that her desire will be for her husband. Genesis 4, 7 helps us. In it, God says to Cain, 4, verse 7, "If you do well, will your countenance not be lifted up? And if you do not do well," listen to this, "sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it." And so, whereas Eve was created to be a helpmeet for Adam, she will now try to usurp his position in the relationship. You see, the idea here is that that one desires to rule the other. She will try to rule rather than submit and support. And whereas Adam was created to serve his wife through loving and diligent leadership, he will now try to dominate his wife. Because God said, "And he will rule over you." Now, what went wrong that they will do this to each other? Do you remember what we learned from Romans chapter 5, verse 19? "Through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners." Adam and Eve came under the power of sin. In theology, this is called the fallen nature or the Adamic nature. Psalm 51 verse 5, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." Now, David is not saying that his mother had some sort of, you know, incestuous relationship and he was born out of that. He's saying that he came forth with a sinful nature. The Bible says that this nature that we are born with produces things like enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, and envy. In other words, we struggle to live peacefully with other people. Now, how does it do that? How does this nature do that? James 4 verse 1 and 2 says, "What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source your passions, your desires that wage war in your members? You lust," in other words, you crave, "and you do not get what you want, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, and so you fight and quarrel." You see, because Adam didn't trust God's judgment of what is good and what is evil, he became a spiritual degenerate. His nature was corrupted, and it became fundamentally selfish. In other words, selfish motives now dominate this nature. It is always producing desires consistent with that fundamental law. Adam and Eve's relationship became disorganized and one can say disunified because they became sinners. And now our history is a testimony of the fact that we are all born with this same nature. Our prisons, for example, are full with people who, in one way or another, did not love their neighbor as themselves. The divorce rate in South Africa proves that people cannot obey the simple command to love each other. Our history of racism and xenophobia says that we fear and hate others. Our murder rate in South Africa proves that we are a sinful people. And look at the suffering this has produced just here in South Africa, not to speak of the countless lives suffering in the rest of the world. But I want you to take courage. Because just as in the first two categories of our relationship, so Christ Jesus has come to restore you in this one as well. The Apostle John says in John 1:17, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ." Jesus came to deliver you from that sinful nature. He has come to deliver you from the power of sin. And the word the Bible uses to describe how he does it is grace. Grace and truth were realized through him. In Titus chapter 3, verse 3 to 6, we read, "For we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hating one another and being hateful. But when the kindness of God our Savior and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy." And here is how he did it: "By the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior." You see, through Christ our Savior, God has poured out the Holy Spirit into our hearts. And for those who are listening to me today who perhaps may not have received this gift, which is the gift of salvation, right? God saves us by giving us the Holy Spirit, who comes to wash us. This is the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. This is a promise given to all of us. And I'm not speaking of the fanatical kind of experiences people expect generally when we speak about the Holy Spirit. This is the biblical promise of the new birth, of receiving grace by which the power of sin is broken and you have strength to live a life of love, where there is a measure of mitigation of the suffering that we experience because of Adam's fall. Now, let me close this way. This is the third area, category of our relationships that has been severely affected by Adam and his transgression. And we are looking in a broader picture of the sources of sin, right? The origin of suffering, excuse me. The origin of suffering. And here again, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who is able to draw us out of that suffering that we experience because of Adam's fall. He comes to give grace through the Holy Spirit. He comes to renew, to deliver you from that old nature, the power of that old nature, and give you grace to obey, to love your neighbor, just as God commands. May that be your share today. And if you have not tasted of this heavenly gift, I pray God will open your eyes and give you grace to call out to him for a free gift that he gives to all those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, until we meet again, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.